Pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Shamu bnei Yisrael es haShabbos, lasos es haShabbos ledorosam bris olam." We all know what Shmir Shabbos means. A person has to be careful. All of the mitzvahs lo sase of Shabbos, not to do any of the lamates melachos. The question is, what does lasos es haShabbos mean? To make Shabbos, what does that mean? The Ben Abachya, here in the parasha, explains that lasos es haShabbos means l'sakein tzorchei Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos. Just like the Torah in Parshas Vayera, when it describes Avram Avinu's chesed with the three malachim, it says, V'yela boker rotz Avram, Avram Avinu took a ben abokar, he gave it to Yishmael, v'yimaher lasos, also Yishmael quickly made it. What does that mean? He made it. It means he prepared it. He prepared the ben abokar, he prepared the meat for the malachim. Asiya miloshon hachana. Asiya means to prepare. So too over here, lasos as a Shabbos means that there's an obligation to be meichin appropriately, to prepare appropriately for Shabbos. But if that's the case, then what's the connection between the two parts of the pasuk? What does the pasuk say? V'shamu b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, lasos es haShabbos. Shmir Shabbos, asiya Shabbos. What's the connection between the two? If lasos es haShabbos means that we're supposed to prepare for Shabbos, so then what's the connection to Shmir Shabbos? It seems like these are two totally different points. They're both important. There's an obligation to be careful with all of the lamates melachos. Additionally, there's a chiyuv to prepare for Shabbos appropriately, but what's the connection between the two? I think what Rabbi Abachi is alluding to is that the term v'shamru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos can mean different things. The simple understanding of the word v'shamru is to guard. That there's an obligation to guard Shabbos, to be nizer in Shabbos. That means to be careful with all of the yisurim of Shabbos. But the word v'shamru can also mean to anxiously await for Shabbos, to anticipate the coming of the Shabbos. Parshas Vayeshev, Torah says that after Yosef told the dreams to the brothers, Yaakov Avinu criticizes him publicly, in front of the brothers. In front of the brothers, Yaakov Avinu criticizes Yosef for the dreams. But right before Sheni, the pasuk says, "Va'aviv shomer sadavah." But Yaakov Avinu was shomer sadavah. What does it mean? He was shomer sadavah. Says Rashi, "Hayamamtin mitzape masai yavo." Yaakov Avinu was waiting anxiously for the fulfillment of those dreams. He wanted the dreams to be fulfilled. He wouldn't say that to the Shvatim, but he was Yoshev Umitzapa, he was anxiously awaiting. He was Shomer Asadova. He was anxiously awaiting when those dreams would become fulfilled. The night of the Seder is referred to as Leil Shimurim Hu. What does that mean, it's a Leil Shimurim? Rashi explains in Parashas Bo, Shehoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Umitzapa Lo L'Kayim HaShachasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for so many years to be Mekayim his promise to take B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim on that night. Leil Shimurim Hu. Yoshev u'metzapeh. What Ben Abachi is saying, that v'shamu b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos means that aside from being careful with the lamates melachos of Shabbos, a person can't be called a full Shomer Shabbos unless he anxiously awaits the coming of Shabbos, unless he's anticipating the Shabbos Malkus arrival, unless he's Yoshev u'metzapeh. That's part of being Shomer Shabbos. How do we do that? How do we anxiously anticipate the coming of Shabbos? By preparing for Shabbos. Achana. Shamu b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, lasos es haShabbos. By doing a proper achana, that's how we anticipate the Shabbos coming. We prepare delicious foods, and we have to prepare ourselves physically. We take a shower, we put on freshly laundered clothing. And after everything is done, we have to sit prepared for Shabbos. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Lamed, the Yoshev B'Kovod Rosh, what's the way a person is supposed to be Mekabel Shabbos? He's Yoshev B'Kovod Rosh, he sits with a measure of seriousness, with a respect. Mitzape L'Kabolas Pnei HaShabbos K'moshu Yotze Likras HaMelech. A person should be Mitzape, he should anxiously await the coming of the Shabbos like he would wait for the king arriving. If someone has a meeting with the dean, they don't just run in the last minute to the meeting. You come to the antechamber a couple of minutes early, waiting for your turn to speak to the dean. The Shabbos Malkus is no different. A person has to be Yoshev U'metzapeh, a person has to anticipate, anxiously await for Shabbos. And part of that midah of anxiously awaiting, of being Yoshev U'metzapeh, is that a person has to prepare for Shabbos, and he has to be prepared for Shabbos. He should be on time, he should be early for Shabbos. Yoshev U'metzapeh Likra Shabbos Malkisa. If we want to be inspired by Shabbos, we have to be nizer from the Lamates Malachas. But we also have to be Yoshev and Metzapa. We also have to be anxiously awaiting for the arrival of Shabbos. We have to prepare properly before the Shabbos, and we have to be prepared. We have to be early. We have to be on time. Hopefully, if we invest in Shabbos, if we put effort into preparing for the Shabbos, then hopefully the Shabbos will be even more inspiring to us. We'll be able to focus on the mitzvah of Shabbos even more so. And that will hopefully transform our whole experience of Shabbos.